Rick, it is Tuesday, February 28th. We are here. It is primary day.
Woohoo!
So, Rick, let's first look at the polls. We have spent the past few weeks keeping an eye on them, watching the trends, and it looks like, at least right now, that we are neck and neck.
An amalgam of the polls shows that Romney and Santorum have exactly the same percentage supporting them.
Right.
It is a dead heat.
Yes, but let's talk about who it is a dead heat among. We heard yesterday from the Secretary of State's office that we should only assume about 15 to 20% of registered Republicans are going to turn out. Do you buy that number?
And 20% is pretty good for a primary election.
Right.
Now, let's keep in mind, too, though, that even though the voting started this morning, the voting really started weeks ago as people were requesting absentee ballots. And as of this morning, there were 219,153 absentee ballots cast in the Republican primary.
When we talk about this, we seem to be talking a lot about Republicans. But in the past 24, 48 hours, we are suddenly hearing Democrats being brought into the mix. This is something you and I talked about weeks ago.
It's no surprise. As a matter of fact, it's considered kind of a tradition that members of one party, if they don't have a contested primary, go play in the other party's sandbox, which is why Michigan over the years has gone for candidates as diverse as George Wallace and Jesse Jackson. And in 2000, John McCain famously upset George W. Bush on his path to the nomination, blowing through what was supposed to be a Michigan firewall. And this year, that's no exception. As a matter of fact, some of the efforts are rather brazen. I spoke to a Democratic political consultant, Joe DeSano, who claims to have 12,000 names of Democrats and independents already who have committed to go and vote for Rick Santorum in the primary, both to deal an embarrassment to native son Mitt Romney, but also because he happens to believe that Santorum would be the weaker candidate against President Obama if he actually wins the nomination.
But let's be sure to say that it is not just Democratic strategists. A Republican presidential candidate has jumped on what Romney is calling the dirty trick bandwagon. Let's take a listen.
Michigan Democrats can vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday. Why is it so important? Romney supported the bailouts for his Wall Street billionaire buddies, but opposed the auto bailouts. That was a slap in the face to every Michigan worker. On Tuesday, join Democrats who are going to send a loud message to Massachusetts' Mitt Romney by voting for Rick Santorum for president. This call is supported by hardworking Democratic men and women and paid for by Rick Santorum for president.
Paid for by Rick Santorum for president.
It's pretty brazen. And it neglects to point out that Rick Santorum also opposed the automotive bailout. So, you know, we've sort of got this cabal of Democrats who are uniting with the Santorum campaign, ironically, because they think that Santorum is the worst candidate. And in talking to Joe DeSano, he also expressed some concern that there are other forces out there that are urging a vote for Ron Paul as the weaker candidate because he's further to the right than the others. And I just think it's kind of a hoot that there are Democrats complaining about the efforts out there to tamper with their efforts to tamper with the results of the Republican primary.
So finally, the actual delegate count. In Michigan, we have a different apportionment system than in other sort of winner-take-all states. So what could actually happen here in Michigan is, let's say Romney does really well in Southeast Michigan. He could get the popular vote. He could win the popular vote here in the state. But Santorum, who's been campaigning quite a bit in West Michigan, hoping for that conservative vote, could actually win more delegates.
It is possible for one of the candidates to win a majority. It would probably be a slim majority of the popular votes, but still not get the most delegates. And we should point out there are actually, you know, really not very many delegates at stake here, that Michigan had a total of 59 delegates at the outset, but that number is being cut in half by the Republican National Committee because Michigan is violating its party rules by jumping ahead of March on the primary calendar. So Michigan will actually have 30 delegates. Only two of them will be based on the statewide vote. The rest of them, 28 delegates, will be selected in winner-take-all congressional district primaries, two voting delegates per district.
So what we could see then coming out of tonight, early tomorrow morning, whenever we start getting the results in, that Santorum and Romney could both, let's say, walk away from Michigan with 15 delegates, a tie.
Yes, that is possible. If they split evenly the statewide vote and split evenly the 14 congressional districts that will be voting, yes, that is possible. That would be just an astonishing scenario, especially since so much of what's at stake here is not actual delegates, but momentum going into Super Tuesday, a week from today, the biggest date on the primary calendar. A third of the delegates, 400 and something, but about a third of what's needed to win the nomination will be voted on a week from today. And Michigan and Arizona will be setting the stage and showing who has momentum in what is a very, very real competition.
Well, Rick, it has been super exciting watching this. I do feel like Michigan is going to be a little lonely come tomorrow morning when all of the national focus is off of the state.
Well, if it's any consolation that this is not the end of the end, that we still have to have county conventions to select delegates that will go to the state convention, that will choose the actual people who will go to the Republican National Convention in Tampa this summer. Will we see the same drama play out at these county conventions? Probably not.
Ugh.
Probably not.
Shucks.
But we can hope.
We can only hope. And then, of course, on May 5th, we have the Democrats who will pick the delegates for President Obama.
That will be a fiercely contested race between Barack Obama and Barack Obama.
I wonder who's going to win.
I'm betting on Barack Obama.